Okay, so today is Daf Yud Ches. We're on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, discussing, I guess, the cutting of fingernails, both on Chol HaMoed and during Avela. So Amar Ula, I think that's what we're up to. Anyone tell me otherwise? I think that's what we're up to. No, a little further up. Maybe a little further up. Tana Rabbanan? Okay, fine. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara learns about cutting fingernails on Moed and Avela. Tana Rabbanan. Kishem Sha Amru, Ashli Galeach Moed. Similarly, just like as they said that you're not allowed to cut your hair on Chol HaMoed because you want to make sure that you cut your hair before Chol HaMoed, so like a knas, right? So Kishem Sha Amru Sha Ashli Galeach Moed, Kach Ashli Tol Tzir Pranayim Moed. Similarly, you're not allowed to cut your fingernails on Chol HaMoed in order to make sure that you cut your fingernails before Chol HaMoed. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi Matir, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're permitted to cut your fingernails. Rashi says, because it's really gross. Is it Rashi? Maybe it's Rashi in the Ksav Yad. You're allowed to cut your fingernails because people cut it all the time. If you don't let them cut on, we don't have to be concerned that people will wait till Chol HaMoed. If you let them cut it on Chol HaMoed, people cut their fingernails before and anyway. They're not going to wait. And just like we said that an Avel is not permitted to cut his hair during the time of his Avelus, which I think we determined is up through Shloshim, similarly, he's not allowed to cut his fingernails for that time. Or, sorry, he should cut his nails. We'll see about the fingernails, right? Right? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi says it's okay, because he says that cutting nails, fingernails, we'll say fingernails are not a simon, not cutting your fingernails is not a simon of Avelus. That's what he's going to hold, and therefore you're allowed to cut it. The whole thing on the Avelus is something that's supposed to be symbolic of the Avelus. This is not. Amr Ula, so Ula says, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ba'Avel. The Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Avelus, which means that it's usher to cut the fingernails during Avelus. But Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'Moed. And the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Chol HaMoed, then it's mutter to cut the fingernails on Chol HaMoed. Shmuel Amar says no. Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'Moed v'Avel. It's both like Rabbi Yossi. You're permitted to cut it on Chol HaMoed and to cut it during Avelus. Why? The Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'divrei ha-mekel be'evel. The Halacha usually follows the mekel stad when it comes to Hilchas Avelus, which is one of the proofs that many Rishonim use to say that Hilchas Avelus is midah rabbanan. Because why would you possibly know it's like the Kula if it's d'oraisa? Other, you have to answer it up. But that's one of their proofs. The Halacha k'divrei ha-mekel be'evel. So according to this, you are permitted to cut your fingernails both on Chol HaMoed and during the Zman of Avelus. Now, the story about nail cutting during Avelus. Pinchas Achua de Mar Shmuel Isra be Milsa. So Pinchas, the brother of Mar Shmuel, something happened to him. When we say something happened to him, usually means, you know, it was a death. So there's a death in the family. And since Pinchas is the brother of Shmuel, they have to figure out how Shmuel's not sitting Shiva. So it could mean that, you know, someone like a wife or their half-brothers or most likely a child passed away. Right? So Al Shmuel le Mishal Tam Aminei. So Shmuel went to give him, to try to give him Tanachumim. He went to make Menachem Avil. Chazanu letupre to have nefishin. Shmuel saw that Pinchas' nails were very long. He didn't cut them because of Avelus. So Amrelei, so Shmuel says to Pinchas, Amai lo shakaltu lehu. Why aren't you cutting your nails? The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, who says that it's mutter to cut the fingernails during Avelus. So Amrelei, so Pinchas responds to Shmuel. He says, Ibididei have a mi mezalta bekulahai. If something like this happened to you, would you be mezazel so much your Avelus and the mourning to cut your fingernails? So now it's a problem. He says, had something happened to you, your words have impact, and now something's going to happen to Mar Shmuel. Right? So he says, Have the words of Pinchas were kishkaga sheyotzim mipnei hashalit. It's like words that come out from the mouth of the ruler. They come out from the mouth of the ruler. You know, he makes the executive order, and that has to be carried out. So the itra be milsa b'shmuel, and a similar thing happened to Shmuel, and now he has somebody was nifter in his family. So al Pinchas achul l'meshal tayim minei. So Pinchas returns the favor and comes to make a shiva call be menachem avel to Shmuel. Right, al Pinchas achul l'meshal tayim minei shaklina l'tupre. Shmuel takes his fingernails and throws them on the floor. Right, he cuts his fingernails chafin l'ape. And sorry, he rips off his fingernails and throws them in front of Pinchas's brother out of anger. But Amr Lei, and Shmuel says to Pinchas, Less lach bris krusel svasayim. Don't you know that your lips, you know, your words have meaning, your lips have impact, right? Sometimes when a person says something, it comes to fruition. You said that this should happen to me. And look what, lo and behold, that's what happened to me. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, "Minayim shabris krusos v'sayim." How do we know there's a bris that's written on the lips? Shemar, the pasuk says by Avram, by the Akedah, it says, "Vayomer Avraham el Narav." Avram says to those two lads who came with him, "Shulachan poim uchamor, stay here with the donkey." Vani v'nar nelcha adko, I and the young child will go. 37. We'll go up. V'nishtachav v'nashuv aleichem. We'll bow down and we will both return to you. Now, at this point in time, Avram is going up to Shech Yitzhak. How is he saying that we will return to you? He doesn't know. In his mind, he's going to come down alone. Must mean, right, the istayim milsa, the hadutar vayu. So it helped to have now that two people would come back down. Sometimes something comes out of your mouth, that kind, you know, al tiptach pelosat, and all these things. Okay, sabr minei, so b'nei, the Nei Yeshiva thought about Shmuel, going back to Shmuel now. Shmuel said that you're allowed to take off the fingernails, the nails, during your avelus. So Savar Minei, the Bnei Yeshiva thought, the Yad in the regal low. That meant that you are allowed to take off the fingernails, but the toenails you're not allowed to take off. Maybe because toes are sometimes covered, it's not as gross, I don't know, whatever reason being, that they said only fingernails, not toenails. Amar of Anan Bar Tachlifa, Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa says, no, the Dima Farshim Minid of Shmuel, I heard from Shmuel himself, who said this thing. He says, Lo Shna the Yad, Lo Shna the regal, but Avo can cut his nails, fingernails and toenails. Amar Rav Chir Bar Ashi. So it happens to be the Shulchan Aruch, I believe, paskins that you are permitted to cut the fingernails. And the Ramah says that we are machmir, and I guess Bnei Ashkenaz don't. According to the Ramah, they don't cut the fingernails. Amar Rav Chir Bar Ashi. Amar Rav ubeginostera aser. With a ginostera, you're not allowed to do that. So what's a ginostera? So it's a machlokas. Rashi says ginostera means like a scissor. Some people say that ginostra is more like a clipper, an item that's actually used specifically for nail cutting. Amar Rav Shemen Bar Abba, Havakamina Kameda Rav Yochanan Bein Midrasha. I was once standing before Rav Yochanan in the base Midrash, B'cholo Shomoed, on Cholo Moed, and what did he do? V'shaklinu L'tupre B'shidei V'zarkinu. He bit off his fingernails and he tossed them onto the floor. So A, he's cutting his fingernails on Cholo Moed. We learn it, so he says, Shema Mina, plus, we learn from here three things. Number one, Shema Mina, Mutter Litol Tzipernayim B'cholo Shomoed. Number one, you're allowed to cut or rip off the fingernails on Chol HaMoed. That's number one, because Rabbi Yochanan did that. Ushma Minah, number two, Ein Behem Shemius. It's not gross. I mean, some might disagree. It's not gross to throw them on the floor. Ushma Minah, and we say something else, Mut Lazarka. Not only is it not gross, you're allowed to throw them on the floor. You're allowed to toss them onto the floor, which, oh, wait a second, we all know that you're not allowed to do that because a pregnant woman's going to come in and she's going to lose the baby. He says, Eini, Rahatanya, didn't we say, learning the Brisa, Shlosha Dvarim Ne'emru Bitsi Parnayim. We have three rules when it comes to the fingernails. Number one, hakol run tzaddik. Someone who buries them, that's he's a tzaddik. He's doing a great thing. Sarfon, if he burns them, he's even greater. He's a chassid. But zarkon, if you toss them onto the floor, he's a rasha. You know, time am I? Why? Shema ta'avor le isha ubra. Maybe a pregnant woman will pass by. V'tapiol. And because of the grossness of the fingernails, I guess, or whatever, or something to do with the fingernails, it will cause her to have a miscarriage. So Gemara says, okay, yeah, you're right, in the Chanami, but where was Rabbi Yochanan doing it? It was in the base medrash. V'isha bein midrasha lo shchicha. A woman is not typically going to be in the base medrash, and therefore, it's not a problem. Gemara says, okay, fine. V'chi tema zinden benachshei luhu v'shadi luhu avavrai. Well, they'll sweep it up and they'll toss it outside. So then the fingernails will be outside. You can the woman's not in the base medrash, but she's definitely walking around, so the fingernails are going to bother her outside. He says, no. Kevan de ishtani. The only time the fingernails have this power of miscarriage is if she walks on them at the place where they initially fall. Once they move, then they lose that power and it's not a problem. So he was able to rip them off in the base medrash. Over there wasn't a problem because women aren't found there. They were moved out somewhere else. They lose the power once they move somewhere else. I mean, I think it's just gross. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. Zug ba michamason lifnei Rebbe. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says that a pair of Talmidei Chachamim came from, I think Chamason is the name of a place, to Rebbe. They came for Rebbe. Umar zutra masnei, Rabbi Yehuda masnei. Rabbi Yehuda said it wasn't, this story is not quoted in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, but it's in a brisa. Okay? That zug ba michamason lifnei Rebbe. And they asked the Mashaila, are you allowed to cut your fingernails? I think it's during a velus. You got to do this on velus. They hit your lehem, and he permitted them to do that. And they added the big shumi menu safa, and they asked him about the mustache. They asked him about the mustache. Are you allowed to cut the mustache? I guess during avelus. That's what seems to be Rashi on the daf, which is we said is not Rashi. Rashi says that safa here is talking about Where is that? He says, it says, the ain behem yishum bal tashris pa'asa nechzakanecha. That's not a question of you know, destroying the hair on your face, which means what? You could theoretically use a razor on the mustache. It's ain behem lipnei bal tashris pa'asa nechzakanecha, as Rashi says. I don't know. I thought it meant, and other Rishonim say, I thought it meant that they're asking him about cutting the mustache on during a velus. So the hit your impeachment of Safa, hit your lahem. Had they asked him that, he would also have been matir them. Ushmuel Amar af bichshuin Safa. They did ask him whether you can cut the or trim the mustache during the avelus. The hit your lahem. He said it's mutter. Amar avitul safra mishmei derav to take out papa safa mizavis lazavis. What's the mustache? It's from one corner of the mouth to the other corner of the mouth. I don't know what the chiddush is with that. And Amar Rabbi Ami. The safa me'akeves. The only thing you're allowed to cut is if the mustache is bothering you from when you eat. I guess it's going long over the mouth. That you can trim out as a velus. But to cut the whole thing, maybe not. And Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Lididi, his safa me'akeves damilei. I am such an istin, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, that for me, all the retired mustache is considered an istinus. I guess he walks around Amish, I don't know, Amish style, where he takes off the mustache but leaves the rest of the beard during a velus. But that's what they talk the story with the mustache. So now that we mentioned Avitul Safra Mishmei Derav, we're going to quote another statement of his. Two more actually. Lamar Avitul Safra Mishmei Derav Paro Shabihaibim Moshe. The Paro during the times of Moshe, which is a very important statement. It means that Paro wasn't his name. It means Paro is like Caesar. It's like it's a generic name for the ruler, so therefore you can be, whatever. His name isn't Paro. There's different Paros. Right? Paro.
That was established already.
What?
He established that already a long time.
Well, establish it again, right? Paro, I guess. Paro, Shahibi me Moshe. Interesting. Gemara. Hu Amo, he was an Amahai. Uzikano Amo, and his beard was an Amo. Uparmashkto, his Aver Azachar, was Amos Vazeris, was half an Amo. He was very strange looking, apparently. Right? Lekaya Mashenemar, because this completes what is stated a couple thousand years later in Daniel. Ushval anashim yakim alei. The lowest of the low will rule over you. I don't know if you take this literally true. I think it may mean that he was a very mishunadik looking person. And number two, we talk about a lot that you know you can masay eretz mitzrayim and allah to do. What was the issue of masay eretz mitzrayim and masay kanani? Was the issue of arayus? There was this open society. So it's indicative of Paro that he was half of his body was consumed by arayus. So maybe it's saying that, you know, this idea that that's what Mitzrayim was known for, and that's what they're putting it over here. But I don't know, maybe you want to take it literally, okay. But I don't know, certainly know if you have to take this literally. But Amar Avitul Safra Mishmei Derav, Avitul Safra says the name of Rav, Paro Shehaya B'mei Moshe Am Gushehaya. He was a sorcerer. Shenamar, how do we know that he was? Because when it says that Hashem tells Moshe, Lechel Paro B'voker, Hinei Yotze Hamayma. He's going out to the water, that Paro was going there to do Kishuv. We know the Rashi that says Paro is going there to go to the bathroom. Okay. So Rashi always quotes, doesn't always quote all the Medrashei Chazal. There's another one, Beirish. Okay. Then the Mishnah continued, the Elu Mechabsi B'moed. These are the ones who are allowed to launder their clothing on Chol HaMoed. Now what? Haban Bina Sayom gave us a whole list. He gave us a laundry list. Okay. Amar Ravasi. That was bad. Amar Ravasi. You're not looking at me. You're not liking me right now. Amar Ravasi. Amar Rav Yochanan, Misha ain lo ela cholok echad. If a person only has one article of clothing, mutter lekabso b'chol shel moed. He is permitted to wash it on chol moed. He doesn't have to go around dirty the whole chol moed with that article of clothing. So Masiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asks on Rabbi Yochanan, wait a second, it's not in the list in the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave us a list, and that's not there, right? Elu mekabso b'moed, habam din sayam v'chulei, which is mashma honey. Those that are listed in, yes, can be washed. Can wash their clothing. Misha ain lo ela cholok echad lo. But it's not the list. Someone who only has one article of clothing is not on the list. If you're giving a list, put everything on the list. So Amar Lei, so Reb Yaakov says back to Rav Yirmiyah, Asper lecha masnisin. Asper lecha, I'll explain to you. Masnisin apal gav de isle tarte il mitanfe. Our Mishnah is saying that even though these people have more than one article of clothing, and it's dirty, I guess, and both of them are dirty, nevertheless, you can wash. Meaning, for sure, someone who has only one article of clothing can wash. Our Mishnah is saying, even if you have two articles of clothing, these people are allowed to wash them, I guess, if one becomes dirty. They're allowed to wash them. Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Giyuri Mishmei de Rav Yochanan. He says another limitation, or another expansion. Kli Pishtan, right? Linen clothing. Mutter lekapsa mechol ha-moed. You're allowed to wash mechol ha-moed. Why? The Miyuchas L'Rashi over here says, because it's not a big tircha to wash. I didn't know that was the problem with washing. I thought the problem with washing was that it was a malacha. Rashi seems to be indicating here that it's a tircha issue. So that's the case. If that's the case, is it bismanazeh, throwing something into the washing machine?
I was thinking that wrong
move. That's not a tircha. You don't have to scrub anything. Toss it in. Right. Toss it in, press the 18-minute cycle, and you're good to go.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
It wasn't the same. It's not the same.
Right. So he, Rashi here says.
It was a big production back in the day.
Correct.
Not only tircha, but half the things that they were talking about doing in Chol Moed, they were saying were ma'aseh uman.
Right.
There's no ma'aseh uman but today by throwing something into a washer.
Right.
No, there's ma'aseh uman.
Right.
Going to dry cleaner.
Okay. Yeah, getting the car fixed. Ma'aseh uman. Tailoring, even some things. Stitching up a seam, maybe not, but tailoring pants, I think, would be a ma'aseh uman. You know, you don't tailor pants.
The average housewife can't do that.
I would think anything that you typically use typically pay someone else to do would be something that you typically pay someone else to do would probably be a ma'aseh uman. Right, typically, not somebody like me who says, "Oh, and call somebody to fix it for me."
No,
right.
But the thing with the laundry, you just throw it into the machine and push the button.
I learned.
The thing with the laundry, throwing it into the machine and pushing the button.
Right, what's it mean? Throwing the Tide pad. You don't even have to pour the liquid anymore. You throw in a pad and you press a button.
Right. So what's the term?
Even I can do it. So.
There's no tircha, there's no uman.
The past 2 years, I've become so domesticated. I do the laundry all day because I'm home. I don't know. That's a shaila, I think. I don't know if it would be an issue. But I think, because this Rashi Miksav Yad, he says, he quotes over here in the Masifta. I don't know. He quotes the Rashi, Lahalon Amud Beis, the Ramaskal Kli. But he says, Amuchas L'Rashi. I guess that's the Rashi on the page.
Right.
He says, tap Rashi on Amud Beis. Kli Pishton, the low Nafish Tircha. So it's a whole article. It's a whole issue of Tircha, point to that. Okay. So he says,
what other thing is there?
What?
Think about it. What other?
I thought there'd be a laundering. Isn't there a malacha on Shabbos to wash?
That's about Shabbos.
I know, but that's a malacha.
Not a lot of whiting
things.
But
Chol Moed has the same usri malacha plus five exceptions.
What? You go to work.
That's an exception.
And do everything at work. You can drive to Great Adventure.
I understand, but the only time Chol Moed by definition has an Isra Malacha with Heterim. But if you don't qualify for one of those Heterim, there's an Isra Malacha.
I thought it was open around.
Right, I know.
It's an open question.
I had this argument with Avi at the meal that we're praying.
It's an open question. If Malacha, when it says Malacha,
right.
It means Malacha Shabbos.
Okay.
If you want to cook in Chol Moed because you enjoy cooking.
Right.
Now do that?
I don't know.
Sure.
Is it Tzorach HaMoed?
What?
Is it Tzorach HaMoed?
It's not Tzorach HaMoed.
Right.
So
you could do any malach on Chol Moed Stam?
No, you're not in the field, you can't. Field not.
No, but what about...
We're going to talk about that.
So you're allowed to go to... Are you allowed to go to work just for profit?
No, because work is another issue.
Exactly, because there's an Isra Malacha with Heterim. The Heterim take away the Isra Malacha, but bottom line is, without the Heterim, it would be Usser.
No, because some of even the Heterim...
You have a Heter of Dabra Avod, you have a Heter of... That's
no,
not Maisa Uman.
Even this stuff inside the field.
Right.
If I want to go to my garden, I pull out my stuff because I want some things for myself.
Because it's Tzorach HaMoed.
Tomatoes in the backyard.
No, because
it's Tzorach HaMoed. You're not allowed to go out and pull it out. Remember the Gemara said you can't pull it out if it's for stuff that's going to be for after you for after Chol Moed.
Because that's getting work.
Because it's Malacha and it doesn't have a head there.
No.
Yes.
No, because that's
Chol Moed is an Aser B'Malacha without head there.
It's Malacha, Halach Malacha. Mati's saying it's a
book.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, because you're allowed to grab a small. But you can't grow on the whole field.
But you can't grab a...
Not malacha, tircha.
Tircha is one of the things that goes into the... It goes into the calculus of what makes it mutter on Chol Moed.
No, but you're allowed boiling in Chol Moed. You're not allowed some Shabbos.
Right. Are you allowed boiling in Chol Moed?
Yeah.
Stam?
Exactly.
If there's a head there.
No, because you go into what the point behind it is. If the point behind it is you're not allowed to do extra work... Then any malacha you're allowed to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Chol Moed, as long as it's for that day.
By the way, we had you're allowed to rearrange furniture on Chol Moed.
Right.
There's no malacha, and it's only tircha, and you're allowed to do that.
Right.
Right.
We got to do that on Shabbos also.
No, you're not.
It's the Ramban who says it's not. It's not malacha.
It's the barrels.
Well, you can speak up and down. The Ramban says up and down, and then it's just not. It's Shabbos on. He says he violates.
All right,
whatever.
So one barrel at a time, right? Didn't
okay.
He say something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so he says. He's we should have shiurim on Malacha Chol Moed.
No one understands it.
No one does. He goes, so he says, so Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Guri, Mishmei Rav Yochanan, Klei Pishta Mutil Kapson B'Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to wash this linen garments on Chol HaMoed. Masiv Rava, so Rava says, wait a second, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah also gave a list. It gave Mitbichos HaYadayim, which were the hand towels you're allowed to wash, or Mitbichos HaSaparim, which had Machlok, what it means, let's just say it's the aprons that the barber uses. Right, so again, honey in, Klei Pishta, no. It's not in the list, so why would you be allowed to wash it? So he says, Amrale, so Abai says to Rava, Masnisin, Afilu Desharmine. Our Mishnah is talking about, everyone agrees that clay pishta you're allowed to wash. Our Mishnah is saying even other materials, these people are allowed to, these things made of other materials, you are permitted to wash. Amar bar hidya liditi chazili, I saw in Yom HaShel Tveria, I guess in the Kinneret, the mafkile mashkile demekitna, that they would take out like loads of begadim that are being washed to Chol HaMoed, on Chol HaMoed. So you see from here to Rabbi Yochanan, I guess these were all big day pishtan, right? They would bring out all these big day pishtan to wash on Chol HaMoed. There's Araya. So Mask of Abaye says, so who says it's Araya? Man Le Malam Baratzon Chachamim Avdi. Who says they're doing it with the permission of the Chachamim? Dilma Tzolobertzon Chachamim Avdi. Maybe they're not doing it with permission, which is interesting, because oftentimes we say, oh, go see what the Rabbim are doing, and then you'll learn what the right thing to do. But here Abaye says, no, just because they're doing it doesn't mean that they're doing the right thing. Okay, one of the things that are asr or malacha on Chol HaMoed are also ksiva, writing. It technically is asr. Our Mishnah lists certain types of staros. They permitted you to write on Chol HaMoed because they, I guess, davar avod, I would assume. The elu kosim b'moed. These are things you're allowed to write on Moed. Number one, kiddushei nashim. The shtar kiddushim of nashim seems to be at first that it's the shtar that you write that says hareyat mikudeshes li, and they give it to her. V'gitin. And to bills of divorce, right? Harayat migureshes, you can write it. Vishovarin, receipts. Right, when the borrower pays back the lover, write the receipt so he doesn't have to pay him back again. That's vishovarin. Daitikini. Daitikini is like a last will and testament for a shkrimera. Like on the spot, you write it. Matana, also write it. The gift, you know, contracts a gift or the proof of gift. Uprosbulin, a prosbul, which is interesting. Why you're writing prosbul now? So we bring down that maybe what the case is that the person's lending the money now and he's going away. He's not going to be able to write the prosbul later, so they write the prosbul now, because if he doesn't write the prosbul now, he won't lend. So it's a davar avod for the borrower. Prosbulin. Then it says, igros shum, I guess these are valuation documents, that Beis Din valuates the value of the inheritance to determine how you split it up. Right? The igros mazon, these are staros that you write that a person accepted upon himself the responsibility to support his new wife's daughter from the previous marriage. Shtari Chalitza, a Shtar Chalitza that goes to the Beis Din, it's a Raya on the Chalitza, that's allowed to be, and now she's mutter to everybody else. You want to write that now, because I guess it's a davar avod for her. If you don't have the Shtar Chalitza, she can't marry somebody. Umi Unim, which is also the Shtar, similar to the Chalitza, just talking about a girl who's younger. Shtar Beirurin, that's a Shtar that Beis Din writes when they actually split the Yerusha. And then Gzeros Beis Din, which is Psakdin, so I guess everybody will know what the Psakdin was. The Igros Shel Rishus, and letters of permission. Rashi says, is it Rashi? Rashi says, Igros Shel Rishus, Tzivo V'Kiyum Shel Shulton, sort of like executive orders. Mukayosa says, Igros Rishus means that like it's sort of like licenses and permits that the government gives someone, okay, now you have the permit, what that means. So Amar Shmuel says, Mutter la'ares isho b'chol HaMoed. A person is allowed to do erusin, you know, halacha kiddushin on Chol HaMoed. He says it's a davar avud. Why? Shema yaktimenu acher. Because maybe somebody else will chaper. Somebody else will grab her. So you got the woman now. Do kiddushin right now to make sure that nobody else takes her. Levi Messiah, let's just say that our Mishnah is a support, is a raya to Shmuel. Why? Because our Mishnah said, Elo kosim b'moed, where are you allowed to write on Chol HaMoed? Kiddushei nashim. You write the Kiddushim, right? Mekdeshesli. If you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, why are you writing Kiddushei nashim? Must mean you're allowed to get married on betrothed on Chol HaMoed. Umay lab story Kiddushim amish. Talking about story Kiddushim. Where it says, no, it's not necessarily story Kiddushim. It's low. It's story psikosa, which I think means like the tanayim, that you write down like how much I'm going to owe this person, you know, how much you're going to spend, each side is going to spend, right? Kid to Rav Gidl, like Rav Gidl said, Kid to Rimel Rav, Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav, Kam Atanose Levincha, how much am I going to give to the son, to the boy, Kach V'Kach, V'Kam Atanose Levincha, how much are you giving to the daughter, I'll pay for the apartment, I'll pay for the, all that stuff, Kach V'Kach, and they, what? Kach V'Kach, So Jeff is waiting for me to say something. No. Okay. Kach v'kach, amdu v'kitshu. They got up and they do kiddushin, kandu, and they made a kinyon. The hein hein dvar ma'niknim b'amir. These things don't require a formal kinyon. These are things that require just, you know, verbal acquiescence is enough to create a kinyon, which I believe also in secular is the same thing. Like marriage by itself sometimes doesn't need, create certain obligations even without contract. Marriage is the consideration, and the marriage itself is sufficient. But that, so it doesn't mean, it may not necessarily mean story kiddushin. It may mean these, I don't know why this is even better, it may mean these financial matters that they're talking about. But if that's the case, there's no raya that you can do kiddushin on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara says, okay, wait, I have another raya. Lema Misayile, let's say this is a raya to Shmuel, that you were allowed to get betrothed on Chol HaMoed, because the Mishnah on Daf Chas Amud Beis said, Ein Nosim Noshim B'Moed. You can't marry, right? You can't have the marriage. Lo Besulos, Lo Amanos, Velo Miyabim, Mipnesha Simcha Hilo, because it's a Simcha. And we said, Im Rabim Simcha, right, the Simcha, and had the Simcha the Regel. So it says you're not allowed to do the marriage part. Hala Ari Shari. So then, but the betrothal part would be Mutter, that's the Diyuk to make. Mar said, no, Lo Mi Bai Kamar. It means not only this, but even this.
Which is meaning, the problem? The action or the writing?
What, right now?
That's why you can't bring the Raya.
Right. The Raya, Shmuel says the actual act of betrothal is mutter on Chol HaMoed, and we're trying to bring a raya that the act of betrothal is mutter on Chol HaMoed from the fact that you're permitted to write it. Because if you weren't permitted to write it, you wouldn't be allowed to. Then if you're not permitted to write it, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Because that's part of the betrothal. It's hand in hand.
It's tonight that you do today. That's what it is.
So the second part is the tonight, right? The second part is the tonight, right? So we do the tonight like sort of like right.
We do it right before because. Massive problem.
Right. There are people who do like Chassidim, they do Tanoim. Yeah. Which becomes an issue if something happens later on.
Yeah, massive problems.
So we just set up Zelle accounts and send the money back and forth. You happy down? So he says Lomi Bai Kamar, meaning Lomi Bai La Aris, for sure you're not allowed to do Arisin. Why? Dilo Ka'avin Mitzvah. Because there's no mitzvah when it comes to Arisin, which is a huge issue for the major machlokas we've shown him, as whether there's a mitzvah of kiddushin or not. Machlokas Rambam Rush. So according to the one who says that there's no mitzvah, who says that there is a mitzvah of kiddushin, Gemara says clear as day right here. Well, obviously clear as day right here that it is there is not a mitzvah. So okay, he says, but so of course if there's no mitzvah, then you can't do it on Chol HaMoed. El afbil lisonami, but to get married itself, which is a mitzvah, which is the mitzvah puruvu, that mitzvah, and you're not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed.
Why would it be worse than Dorav?
By the way, it was for, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why does it have to be a mitzvah in order to have a heter to do it? Why not just say it's a Dorav?
Maybe it's not a Dorav, and then you have no heter.
What do you mean it's not? You lose your wife. It's a
why would you lose your wife? Wait another day. Get married tomorrow.
So we'll get
to that also to talk about in the Gemara. What does that mean?
Why not wait till every shtah?
What does that mean?
Everything we just said.
What does that mean?
About Dabra Abba, why not just wait three more days and then maybe the answer is that if you're going to lose something, that's Dabra Abba.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know.
I don't know.
I once heard that that's why a vart is called a vart. What's vart?
Words.
Words.
Right. Oh, interesting. I thought it was because the chasna has said the vartor.
No, that's what I heard once.
Why
you hear this? Right.
What? You hear what I'm saying? Right. It's called a vart.
Because it has words.
It could be mekin. It could be with words.
With words. Interesting.
I heard vart means words.
I was told it's called a vart because you get that gets the information out that this person is not taking.
Oh, interesting.
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 Okay.
Okay. But I threw that under the bus
with
bull crap.
Right. So anyway.
So, yeah.
It
was good for you now.
Maybe better.
Anyway, so there's no raya here. There's no raya to Shmuel from here because we're saying we're not talking because it's not that that Mishnah doesn't give you permission for someone to do Kiddushin. It's saying not only is Kiddushin Aser, but even Isuin is Aser. So Tashma, try to bring another raya. The Tanya de Beis Shmuel. We bring a raya to Shmuel from a brisa from the base medrash of Shmuel, which is interesting, two things. Number one, you bring a raya to Shmuel from Shmuel's base medrash. Number two, what brisas do they have in Shmuel? Shmuel's an Amora in Bavel. We say this every time. Brisas are Tanaitic works from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so the Tanaitic of Shmuel.
He's really on a cusp, though.
Right, but he's not in Eretz Yisrael, is he?
No.
Okay. Ma'arsin, you can do Erisin on Chol HaMoed, avalo komsin, but you cannot do Nisuin. And even though it's mutter to do Erisin on Chol HaMoed, this Brisa says, Ein osin su'udas Erisin. We don't do the su'udas Erisin on Chol HaMoed. Below miyabmin, we don't do yibum, mipnei shesimcha hilo, because that's simcha. So Shema Aminah here that the kiddushin is done, but the nisun is not, because this brisa says Ma'arsin Balo Konsin. Okay, now the Gemara asks, Umiyar Mashmuel, the Shmuel say that the mutter get engaged, betrothed on Chol HaMoed, Shema Yakimenu Acher, because we're concerned that somebody else might come and chop the girl. How can possibly if someone else chop the girl? Doesn't a baskol come out 40 days before the blood is born? They say bas ploni leploni, you know, ploni leploni. How does that work? Right? Shema Yakimenu Acher, Baha Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel who actually says this, Bechol Yom Vayom, baskol Yotzeis, the Omer is bas ploni leploni, stay ploni leploni. It gives the baskol comes out and says, it's decreed. The daughter of so-and-so is going to be married to this person. So the Gemara starts giving me these answers, and I have a tough time with them. So Ella, when Shmuel says that it's mutter to get married on Chol HaMoed, because we have a chashash that Shema Yakimenu Acher, it's Shema Yakimenu Acher Birachamim. So I thought that just meant that somebody will daven, and they'll uproot the Gzera. But it says the different here. He says, talking about the Shema Yakimenu Acher Birachamim, and cause her to die, seems to be the issue going on here. Kiha, like the mice that happened over here. Kiha, the Rabba Shamelu Gavra. Rabba heard this person, the boy Rachamim. He was davening, the Amar. He says, Tis daven li planisa, which I daven that this woman should become my wife. So Amar Le, Rabba says to this person, Lo ti bai Rachme Hachi. You should not be davening for this type of thing. Because I chazilach, if she's ruya for you, if min shemayim she's for you, Lo azlaminach, you won't be lost to you. The Elo, and if not, Kafarta Bashem. And either you cope there now, or you're going to lead to Kafira, I'm not sure. So Basar Hachi, so after that, so he listened to Rav, and then he heard him, Basar Hachi Shami, the Ka'amar, he heard, Rava heard this person saying, Oi ihu limus mikama, if I can't have her, no one can have her, right? Either that I should die before her, O ihi tamus mikame, or she should die now before me, and no one can have her. So Amr Lay, didn't I say to you, Lava Minulach Loti Boy Allah Milsahi, that he would turn into that this would happen if you kept davening for her, you know, you become a kofer. So I'm not sure what happens over here, but like, it seems to me the Bayu Rachamim would mean that if you don't cop her now, someone's gonna want her and daven for her to die. Which okay, so why do we hold daven for you to die even after? Why is it if he's such a crazy person that he wants someone, if I can't have her, no one can have her, what's the suffer from davening for death even post kiddushin? I don't understand. Amar Rav.
He's married already in the Yiddish. While somebody.
You can, once you still have a chance, then you're okay with it.
Somebody doesn't want second marriage.
I thought you meant because once somebody starts getting married, then he wishes for death.
No, but we're talking about the other guy. So
that guy's he.
No, he talked. But he's the one who's not married.
He said he's himself.
Right. Amar Rav Mishum Rav Ruben Ben Itzraboli. Okay, we learned this. Min HaTorah, Min Nevi'im, Min HaKsuvim. Shemei Hashem Isha. We have a pasuk from the Torah, from the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim, that a Shiluch is Min HaShemayim. Right? Le'ish Min HaShem Isha Le'ish. Min HaTorah, Dixiv, the Torah says, but it says by Rifka, it says, Vayan Lavan Ubusu, Vayomer Me HaShem Yatzar Dabar. Came out, okay, it's God. Min HaNevi'im, Dixiv, this is when Shimshon takes a woman from the Plishtim. It says, Vaviv Imo Lo Yadu, they didn't know Ki Me HaShem Hi, because this was, you know, ordained from HaShem. No, that means that all marriages are ordained from HaShem, but this one, Shimshon married Plishti, maybe that was ordained from HaShem for a specific reason. And Min HaChsuvim, Dixiv, says in Mishle, Bayis Vaho Nachlas Avos, a house and glory is like could be a Yerusha, but Me HaShem, Isha Maskelas, but from HaShem is where you get the woman. The Amar Rav Mishum Rav Ruben Ben Ishtraboli. Right, we're quoting more things from Rabbi Ruben Ben Ishtraboli. I don't know. Is that the only time we have a Ruven? Ruven Ben Ishtraboli. The Amri La, and some say Masnisatan, and some say it's from a Brisa. Amar Rabbi Ruven Ben Ishtraboli. Ein Adam Nechshad B'davar. A person isn't, you know, people don't think a person did something wrong unless there's a little bit of a hint that he did something wrong, right? Amar Rav Ruven Ben Ishtraboli. Ein Adam Nechshad B'davar Aveira El Im Kein Asahu. Unless he really did it. Vimlo asa kula, if he didn't do all of it, asa mixaso, he did a little bit of it. Vimlo asa mixaso, hear believe aso so, or he had hirurim to do this. Vimlo hear believe aso so, but maybe ra achim shasa b'samach. He saw other people do it, or he saw it, and then he enjoyed it. So there's something to it, otherwise people wouldn't be choshen him. So he says, is that really true? So Masiv Rabbi Yaakov asked on Rav Ruben Ben Ishtraboli, it says by the chait of the Asar Shvatim that they said, "Vayechbu b'nei Yisrael dvarim asher lo kein al Hashem elokei kehem." They were choshed that Hashem did certain things, even though Hashem really didn't do it. Of course Hashem didn't do it. So why are they choshed him? Because no hasam there is lahachas with the oven. They did it just lahachas. I thought maybe saying Hashem is different. But they said, no, it was just doing lahachas. It's a different reason. They weren't really choshed. They just wanted to anger Hashem. Tashma, I'll ask you another question. This is by the machlokas of Moshe and Korach that's described in Tehillim. It says, Vayikan'u l'Moshe b'machaneh l'aron kedosh Hashem. They had kina by Moshe. What's kina? Rav Shmuel by Yitzhak Amar milamich kol echad kina li'ishto b'Moshe. Like when it comes to sota, there's two steps. You have to be kinui and stira, which means the husband has to warn the wife, don't have yichud with this person. And if they have yichud, then you have the whole thing of sota. So everybody warned their wives about Moshe. Really? Why would they warn their wives about Moshe? That he had a shemetz of that aveda, of that aveira, right? He says kina yishu. So hasam there again, mishum sinahu da'avad. Yeah, it was just because it was hatred. So it's a different thing. So now we have all these caveats coming in to, you know, to limit this this statement of Rav Reuven and Sperluli. So Tashma, another kasha on it. Am Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, Yehei chelki imi shechoshtim oso bedavar ve'embo. I should have the chelik of an olam haba of the same chelik as those who people assume that they didn't aveira and they really didn't. People speak badly about them. I want to be that guy. I want to be the guy who's nechshon on an aveira. What are you talking about? According to Reuven ben Sperluli, if you're nechshon on an aveira, that means someone did something wrong. What chelik of olam haba do you have? And B, why do you want it? So, but Amar Rav Papa said, the dichash the mulhavibe. People were closer to me, and I didn't have the avera. Again, so lokasha, there's no kasha there, but with Rabbi Yossi and Rav Papa, it's talking about bekala de pasik. The rumor started, and then the rumor stopped. Right, the rumor stopped, so people knew it wasn't true. Vaha and Rav Ruvim and Itzraboli is bekala de lo pasik. It's continuous. People always murmur about this guy that he has this avera. The Gemara says, "V'kolad lo pasik hakama." Well, at what point in time? How far does it have to be to be considered a continuous rumor? So, Amar Abaye, Amar Li Aim, the woman who raised him, Dumi Demasa Yom B'Palka. This would be a day and a half. If it goes a day and a half without being stopped by anybody, I don't know if it applies nowadays with, you know, social media, but it goes a day and a half without being stopped, that's considered a kolad lo pasik, and there must be some truth to it. Nahani Mili, and this is what we said, that a kol that continues for a day and a half is considered a kol in the Loposik, that's the Loposik Beni Beni. In other words, it has to continue, it could be a day and a half with no one saying something in the middle, and then someone saying, no, it's not true, it is true, it's not true. No, it has to be straight, right? The kol of the Loposik Beni Beni. Aval Posik Beni Beni, less lamba. We're not concern ourselves with that kol. V'chi Posik Beni Beni, when it says that if it stops during the day, right, lo amar and ela de lo pasach mach basira. That's only if the reason why people say it's not true is because there's no fear of the, you know, the subject of the rumor. Aval pasach mach basira, the people are afraid of this person. Oh, it can't be that guy, because they're afraid that the guy's going to beat him up. So then lo. V'lo amar and ela de lo hadar navat. That's only if it stops, and it stops completely, right? But aval hadar navat, but if it, you know, comes up again, then lo, then that's not considered a call that stopped. V'lo amaron el de lesli oivim, and we only say if this guy doesn't have any enemies. So basically, it's impossible. So everybody has somebody who's out to get them. He says el de lesli oivim. Aval isli oivim, if he has some enemies, then oivim hu da'aftu l'kala. Then it's the enemies who are trying to make these rumors about him, and not they're not for the truth. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow with the Mishnah on the bottom.